Today's learning should be Lonish Chaim Luz from Shari Maisha and Daniel Rifka Bes Maisha Israel, Sro Manachem Ben Maisha, Yisus for Shlaima Chaim Maisha Shiva Malki, and Yisus for Sarah and Rachma Sarah Malka, Yisus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Beis, continuing on in Birchus HaPeres, and we are up to Sif Yud Gimel. Ego is Gomer, so a nut, Hametugin Bevash, that is sort of fried or covered in honey. They would heat it up and cover it with honey. So it's like candied almonds, candied pecans, candied walnuts, like we have it all the time. The Nikra nani dough. I don't know what that means, right? Shalema, the Rama says it's not nani dough, but it's a naviyat. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing those both incorrectly, but we get the idea of what it is. Mevarach al b'ar p'reitz. It's a b'ar p'reitz. Now, what's the chiddush over this? So let's look the in the Mishnah Berurah, Parish, Shekvan Nigmar Gidulei, we're talking about nuts that already finished growing. And Upaitzimaisai, you break out, open the shell. Vizarkibimani Aklipa, you throw away the peel, Shika Eitz, which is basically like a piece of wood, they're not edible. Veloika Hagarin, you take the seed, Umetagnim Bedvash, and then you go ahead and you stir it up under heat in honey. Vinikra Beloshen Ashkenaz, it's called, and they used to call this Naviyat. Okay, so that's what it is. Which is essentially the same as the candied nuts that we have. Mevarach al, if you make a bracha on it, va'af agav da goizim dark and lecha chayim. So now the Mishmaru is going to explain to you what the chiddush over here. Remember, we said yesterday that a fruit that is norm, rife people eat raw is an eitz. When you eat it raw, but if you eat it in any other way than what rife people eat it, it would be a shahakal. So if I took nuts and I boil them, and rife people eat them raw, and now I boil them, it would become a shahakal. So the chiddush over here is that over here in this case, it does not change; it remains with the bracha of the eitz. Vimayim mevashlam. When you cook it, it actually downgrades it. Avol however, tigum when you go, that's what he's telling us, that over here now that I went ahead and I stir-fried them in honey, they actually improved. So this becomes like something that is both good raw and good cooked, and therefore retains its bracha of eitz. Another thing, I would have thought that maybe the ikar over here is the honey. We'll see later on. Because he's telling us the honey is not there because you want to eat honey. The honey is there to flavor the nuts. The main item over here is the nut. And therefore, it makes a Bayer Priya Eitz. Similarly, we will discuss actually a little bit later on what happens. So the nuts that you buy in the store that are candied, it's a Eitz. What about chocolate-covered nuts? Generally, they would be Haaretz as well, because the ikker is the nut. The chocolate is there to flavor the nut. If you yourself are not interested in the nut, then you're going to chew the chocolate off of it. When you're chewing the chocolate off the nut, you get some nut there for you. In that case, the chocolate would be the ikker. But generally, the nut is the ikker. The only exception is when you have, let's say, a chocolate bar that has some nuts in it that are ground up very, very small. So besides the fact that it may not, maybe, maybe, and be ibut surasa, no longer you can see the nuts, but there, in those cases, we'll see that the chocolate is the ikker, and the nuts are a tuffle. But generally, chocolate-covered nuts and candy nuts would be an eitz. V'hu adim kol mina peres kahegavna, all other fruit, pre-eitz, pre-adamash, dar kalacha rachayim, we usually eat it raw. We would boil them, it would turn to shahakal. It retains its bracha because the honey is only enhancing the fruit. It's not viewed as you went ahead and cooked the fruit and downgraded. Even if the nut is not whole, you chop them up. So for those of you who are experts on this, the almond clusters are not necessarily whole almonds, right? It doesn't change. It's not that it's ground very thin. You have to tell that it's nuts. The meach shem nika tsurasai legamri and brachel shakel. If you would grind it up in such a way that he can't even tell that it's nuts, and he mix it with honey, then it would. So if you have this candy bark that may have some nuts mixed into it, that would become a shahakal because you can't even tell the tsura of the nut. Okay, so that is so far pretty simple. Let's see sif yudalt egois rach. So now here you're talking about these other kind of nuts. Shem evashlam bedvash v'koyra loy nus muscata, which you call them nus muscata, mevarach al shahakal. That now the Ramah is going to explain what this is. The Ramah over here says the word v'chein, but the Mishavura will tell us, we're supposed to say v'chein. V'chein oisam, what are these that he's talking about? Now, we'll see later on that the Mechaber is going to talk about nuts called nuts muscat, which the way I can understand it is nutmeg. But this is not that. This is, the Ramah explains to us what he's talking about over here. V'chein. Oisam agoizam, those are nuts. Mevashlam medvash v'oidam yurekim. That you go ahead and you take them off the tree before they are fully ripened. They're still green. And you mix it with honey. That mevarchem shahakol. Now, why is that? So let's see the mishavur. Shaloi nigma gululoi, they didn't yet completely grow. Ukliposi adayin ein kasha. The shell is not even hard yet. Veloi chenoise lemerkachas, you sort of make this porridge out of biyacha de maklipo, this cooked product. Hell yoina with the outer shell. Umetaganoisen came at vash. You mix it with honey. Then Mechaber said that it's called nus muscada. Ainza egois muscat. This is not the nutmeg. Ha'amr b'siv zayin that we're going to talk later on. The shampri gamahu. That is for sure a fruit. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about unripened nuts that they would mix, cook, and they would mix it with honey. Mevarach al shakal. Va'af agav da'yedei at vash nitzkan apriva toiv la'achloi. Even though by mixing it with honey, you made it taste good. Mikol makom kaven shu rachadayin, since it's soft, and nechel biyachadim klipasai, and you're eating it with its shell, ainam avarach el shahakal, you only make a shahakal. The loy nitulu adaitel amech shem rachem klipasai. Now go back to our original five rules. One of the rules was you have to be eating it in the way that it was meant to be eaten. The nut tree, when it was planted, the guy planting the tree did not mean that people should pick it when it is raw. They meant when it is unripened. They meant you should wait till they ripen, which means the outer shell hardens and the nut becomes good on its own, and then you're supposed to pick it. So since you're eating it not in the way that it was meant to be picked, it's a shahakal. Even though by mixing it with honey you made it taste better, but that doesn't change the fact that this is not the way it was meant to be eaten. Elalecha pri atzmakizi special. The intention was you should eat it when it's fully ripened. Kamay the kaimel on the kamel simeration dal sifal. We'll see later on simeration ayin. Reish dalad leinish gei the marakim the mevarchan namishakim. At times they're the same thing. B'chol she hachot shabaloi tigan ein aruch royu klal ba'oyde rach lachila shemarhu. Here we're talking about that when they were unripened, they were inedible on its own. B'chol tikunai yayadei dvash. The only reason they became edible now is because of the honey. V'hine kol zeh hu dafke mishum shalei nigbar pribal ein nata adai to the hachi. Not only wasn't it ripened, this was not the intention of how it was planted. If you're talking about a fruit that's fully ripened, but it's the kind of fruit that the only way you can eat it is through either mixing it with honey or cooking it or doing something like that, then you make the bracha, because that, once again, that was actually the intent. The intent was that this should grow, and then I should cook it. Nobody eats a raw esrog, right? Raw esrog is horrible. Some people say not raw esrog is also horrible, but for those of you who like the esrog jam, that is the way it's meant to be eaten. So the Ramah is explaining what this is. He's teaching us what the Mechaber is telling us. Okay, let's go to Sif Tezvav. This is something very, very interesting. Al hasukar, sugar. Okay, mevarach shahakal. So we all know this. But until we learned this, we never really thought about it, right? So if you decide to take a spoonful of sugar, you make a shakal on it. V'chein, ha-moitzes kodem esukas, you take a piece of sugar cane, and you suck on it, and you take the sweetness out of it. If you suck on sugar cane, take a sweetness. In fact, if you go to certain countries not in the United States of America, but you go to certain countries that sugar cane is a very popular product that they grow, it's a very popular crop, that's what they sell them on the street, and you can buy a sugar cane and you nug on it and you get this sweetness. Shaka, so the Mechaber tells us Shaka, which is not a surprise to us because that's the way we've always, assumingly, we always learned what bracha is on sugar. Okay? Says the Mishabur, Al Sukkah perish, Shabbat Saising, Adelim Kanam Sukkah, and they would grow. Sugar was not so common, right? We are very, very used to sugar. My Zayde L'Cherne L'Vracha, when they got him out of Yugoslavia to get away from people that were trying to kill us, he ended up in Venice, and he had a couple of coins in his pocket. He went into a coffee shop to buy a coffee, and he said he never got so sick in his whole life because he asked the lady if he can have some sugar. The lady pointed to the bowl on the table and said, take as much as you want. Now, he came from, it was Croatia, Yugoslavia, depending on the day of the week. They were so poor that sugar was rationed. And here, the lady saying, he can take as much. He says he took more sugar than there was water in his coffee. You have to understand that sugar was not such a popular item for all these people. So says the Mishabura, Parish, Shevetzoysam, in their cities, Gedalim, obviously not where the Chafetz Chaim lived, Gedalim Kanim Sukkim, they would grow these sweet sticks, which we know now is sugar cane. V'soichetinoisai, they would squeeze it out, the juice, umavashlam emeim, and then they would cook the water, achi yikup, until they got thick, the yidmel amalach, and it looks like salt, right? So to the Chafetz Chaim, sugar was an interesting product. You have to explain what it is. He says it's a shaka. Why? The layadifim midvash tvarim. He says it's no different than the honey that comes out of dates. The chashrina lay rak kizeya ba'alma. And b'chasei shaka. And the bracha is shaka. V'choshkem b'zeh sh'nishtani adei abishol. And certainly in this, that changed because of the abishol. Now, this is extremely difficult to understand. Because the vash tamarim, why was the vash tamarim a shahakal? Vash tamarim a shahakal because that wasn't the main reason we grew the dates for. We grew dates to eat dates. So the ikapri is to eat it. So you make taking the honey out of it, it's a shahakal. What's the reason you grow sugar cane? You grow sugar cane for the sugar. So the chayra, this is the ikapri. So why does the Chafetz Chaim over here say, explain the Mechaber, the reason sugar is a shahako, because it's like zeya that comes out of the fruit. Okay, so let's hold that thought. V'chein ha-moitzitz perish, ha-moitzitz koni ha-suk ha-matzmi, you suck on the sugar cane. Shahako, gam kem itam anal, the ha-koni ha-matzmi, you eats ba'alma, the yev shalachla, you can't eat that sugar cane, el shesh ba-mesikis, has a sweetness. V'him kein, like adif ha-moitzitz, has a mesikis, ma-eits, ma-ili sochat, has a zeya, has a zeya, there's no difference if you just sucked on the piece of wood to get the sweetness out, or if you actually squeezed out the liquid. Now, kasa b'chei adam, a side point to adin, alo yeshoyrish, akarin licorice, there was this root that was called licorice, right? So also they would suck on it in order to get the flavor of licorice. Gam kem v'arach el shakal, the gam who eats ba'almas, yesh b'tam mosik, it happens to have a sweetness, v'da. The af, now here comes the punchline. The af shashuchnar sasim ladina dala sukkar vala kana b'chasa shahakal, that on sugar we make a shahakal. The emish, yes, b'zeh deis, b'nir shayna, many other shayna argue, k'mash m'vuva b'tur b'es yaisif, u'misveika pasuk l'var shahakal. And it's really only misafik. The b'zeh yaitzev the evid l'kul alma. Everybody, the shahakal, you yaitzev everyone. So in fact, and this was because of the point I brought up, the ikar reason you're growing sugar cane is for the sugar. He says, the Chafetz Chaim says, the sugar they made was made from actually sugar roots, okay? Which, in fact, in the United States of America, not all your sugar is made from sugar cane. A lot of your sugar is made from sugar roots. They essentially have the same makeup and the same everything as sugar. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference. Gan, the vegans taina that the sugar roots are better because in order to get the sugar out of the sugar canes, they have to roast it, and they use animal fats and things like that, whatever it is. So, but it's really the same thing. The bottom line is, the Chafetz Chaim is telling us that really, it's a shaila what you make on sugar. Should sugar be a shahakal? Or should sugar, that's the ikar reason you grow the fruit. And this, since this is the ikar reason you grow the fruit, you should go ahead and say that it should be a hadama, if you know, because that's the main reason you grow it. Now, although the Mishavura tells us that we reason according to this, he really says the reason we make a shahakal because it's really a suffix. The issue is with that statement, if you go back to I don't know, 30, 40 samanim, when we were learning the halachas of pas and mezonos and pas haba b'kislin, we said that if somebody wants to drink a coffee and he wants to dip his regular into the coffee, with all shaila, does the coffee become a mezonos or not? This is if he's going to eat the whole coffee that way. And over there, the Mishnah Berurah said that what you should do is, in order not to have a problem, you should make a mezonos on the regular. And then take a little sugar and make a shahakal on the sugar. So you made a mezonos and you made a shahakal, and then you can eat it. You don't have any problem. Now, according to the Mishnah Berurah over here, that the whole shahakal on sugar is a suffix. Should it really be a shahakal or hadama? Why is he over there suggesting that in order to get out of the suffix, what bracha I should make on my coffee and my regular, I should have sugar to make the shahakal? He should have picked an item that's not a suffix. Why are you picking an item that bechal in and of itself is a suffix to get out of a suffix? So although the Mishnah Berurah over here writes that sugar is a shaila, the late Achronim write that really be'etzem it's a shahakal. Our question that it comes, this is the ikkar reason the fruit was grown. So some say that based on the Rambam, that although it's the ikkar fruit, it completely loses its tzura. Okay, so not only is it something that you took out of the fruit, right? But by dvash that came out of tamarim, it's a shahakal because it's not the ikkar. But it would be a question because it still looks like it. Orange juice, right, still looks at least somewhat, has pieces in it, looks somewhat like it. Over here, it completely does not look like the original fruit. So even though this is what it was grown for, the end product is ibat tsurasai. So that's the reason why it should be shahakal. So l'maisa, that's what we do. We make shahakal on sugar. We decide to eat plain sugar. And if you go into one of those countries and you buy yourself some sugar cane on the street, you should make a shahakal as well. Okay, we will stop over here. And Amir Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Right, David?
Sure.